Staying on Track Audio Guide. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Staying on Track, an audio guide designed to give you some tips for looking after yourself and your mental health during the coronavirus outbreak. This guide is brought to you by a team of mental health professionals at This Way Up, an online learning platform designed to equip and empower you with practical tools to help you manage your mental health. It comes with a resource pack containing a range of guided exercises and worksheets, which you can download by visiting our website at www.thiswayup.org.au/coronavirus. We encourage you to listen to this guide at your own pace and take away what resonates with you and what feels like it will be helpful to you and your family. Use it in the way that works for you and share it with others who might benefit from this guide too. Throughout this guide, we refer to extra resources and practical exercises you can use to help you manage common difficulties you might be having, like worrying a lot, feeling tense or overwhelmed, finding it hard to focus and tackle problems, or being unable to sleep. We'll also point you towards other resources and activities that might help. So, let's begin. Many of us are facing great challenges because of the COVID-19 outbreak. We're having to change the way we live to try and stop the virus spreading and limit its impact on our people and our country. Although these changes are to protect the health of our loved ones and ourselves, they impact our jobs, our communities, and our relationships. We will all be affected by the coronavirus pandemic differently. We might be worrying about our health and the health of our loved ones, our jobs, financial commitments, and how we will pay our bills. We might also be worried about how we will stay connected and the effect this outbreak will have on the economy and our way of life. All of us will be worrying about what our futures will look like. These are very real concerns and can cause us a lot of distress, making us worry that there is not much we can do. But there is so much we can do to protect ourselves, our family, and what's important to us at this time. We wanted to share with you some ideas to help you feel and stay on track while our country, our states and territories, and our people do all that they can to combat the COVID-19 virus. This guide is about helping us cope with what is happening so we can work together to solve the problems we're facing. If we get lost in worry, life will feel even harder. But if we stay focused on what's important in our lives and the things we can still control, we can stay positive and keep taking steps forward. Together, we can help each other through this. Without further ado, let us share with you three practical tips for coping with stress and staying on track during this challenging time. Tip for staying on track number one, take it one day at a time. During tough times in life, our focus becomes about surviving. Our minds race, trying to think of the worst things that could happen to try and help us avoid them. Our bodies get ready to take action in case there is danger. We may feel our hearts speed up, our muscles tense, and other physical sensations. When this happens, it becomes hard to relax, to sleep, and to focus on things like looking after ourselves and our loved ones. We can begin to feel unpleasant emotions like anger, sadness, frustration, or worry. We can begin focusing more and more on the worries we're having and can get lost in our heads, trying to guess what might happen. We might lose patience with others, shut ourselves away, or shut down completely. The problem is, when we feel really stressed, our brains don't see things clearly. We see the dangers, but find it hard to work out what to do. We can get stuck only seeing the worst possible outcomes. One way we can cope is to decide to take things one day at a time. We can even decide to take things 1 hour or 1 minute at a time when things feel too much. We can choose to focus on what we're doing right now in this moment, not guessing what we might be doing or how things might look like in a week or a month or a year. This is a difficult shift in thinking, but with practice, it becomes easier. Later in this guide, we'll discuss how you can do this using an exercise called staying in the moment. Maybe right now at this moment, the thing you fear most hasn't happened. Or maybe you're coping better than you give yourself credit for. Maybe things will get much better in time. Just because we don't know what will happen doesn't mean we won't get through whatever it might be. Another useful way to help ourselves in the moment is to start noticing the way we are thinking and ask ourselves if it's helpful or not. We can ask ourselves simple questions like, am I trying to predict the future? Am I getting stuck only thinking about the bad things that could happen? Is there a different way of looking at it? Is thinking like this helping me? Is there anything I can do about this problem? In the Staying on Track resource pack, you'll find a helpful worksheet called Seeing Things Clearly. This resource can help you look at other ways to see your worries so that you don't feel so stuck. You'll also find a list of common thinking traps we can get stuck in sometimes. This resource helps you to see the common ways of thinking we can fall into when we're struggling, which are unhelpful and make us feel worse than we need to. Both of these resources give you some simple questions to help you start seeing things more clearly and focus on taking it one day at a time. Once our thinking becomes clearer, we can free up some space in our heads to focus on other important things that might still be going well and solve problems as they come up. We can find more energy to keep up with what we need to do, like sort out dinner for the family, check in with our loved ones, play with our kids, or take a break for ourselves. Sometimes it's really hard not to worry. We might believe worry will help us cope, find a solution, and stay in control. But worrying doesn't solve problems and it doesn't stop bad things happening. It only makes the situation feel harder. Worry also tends to lead to more worry. Just as our mind thinks it has found a solution, it will come up with another worry for us to think about. Even though it can be a challenge, it's really important to give ourselves a break from worrying. A helpful way to do this is to set aside a time in your day where you will let yourself focus on your worries. If a worry pops into your mind, write it down and come back to it during the time you've set aside to think about it. The worry might try to pop back into your mind, but gently tell yourself it's not time to think about it yet and move back to what you were focusing on. This will take practice, but it can be really effective. We've included a worry time guide to help you give this strategy a try. Something else that might help is to reduce time spent watching the news or searching for information about COVID-19. This can cause a lot of worries and be confusing with all of the different information out there. It might help to decide when you're going to do this and limit it to a short amount of time over the day. Worrying less also makes it easier to begin solving the problems that come up. Our minds work better when they're unstuck in stress. We can also notice and enjoy the things in life that are important to us. This helps us keep a sense of hope that we can get through this. Become aware of the difference between times when you're worried about problems rather than thinking in a way that helps you solve them. Worry tends to make us feel out of control, whereas problem solving can make us feel like we have some control over the situation. A great way to tackle problems that come up is to sit down, write out what is happening, and make a list of actions we can try to make things better. Writing down problems and generating solutions on paper can make things clearer than keeping them in our heads. We've included a problem-solving guide in which we take you through the steps of tackling your problems one at a time in a way that feels manageable and productive. So to summarize our first tip for staying on track, try to notice when your mind is stuck in worrying. Write out the things that you're worried about and see what you can control and what you can't. Try to make a plan for the problems that you can solve and try to shift your mind away from things in the future that you can't control so that you can focus on right here and now and take it one day at a time. Tip for staying on track number 2. It's okay not to feel okay. Right now, many of us will be experiencing difficult emotions. We might feel okay one moment, then not feel okay the next. We might feel angry about what is happening, then start to worry about the future. We might feel sad about what we might lose or guilty if we think we can't do more to stop it from happening. We might even feel bad about what we're feeling and tell ourselves that we shouldn't feel a certain way. It's normal not to like these kinds of feelings because they can be challenging, but everyone has them and we can't escape them because they're part of being human. We don't need to feel bad or judge ourselves if we're struggling right now. This will only make us feel worse, and it makes complete sense if we're finding things challenging during this difficult time. Instead of trying to resist or escape these feelings, we can choose to be okay with having them. It's like trying to swim against a rip in the sea that's pulling you out. When you fight against the rip, you get more tired, making it harder to get out. By choosing to stop fighting it and instead to go with it, you soon find that the rip can help you move out of it, allowing you to swim back to shore. In this way, you use the rip itself to help you, using your energy to make it back to land. We can do this with our feelings too. We don't need to fight them by trying to push them away or try to numb them with alcohol, drugs, eating, or by taking our anger and frustration out on others. When we do this, our feelings only get stronger and we get more tired. When we stop and notice how we feel, we can begin to look after ourselves. By slowing down and considering what we might need to do to comfort ourselves in a kind, helpful way, our feelings often come down on their own. While it is normal to feel angry and disappointed, be aware of the risk that you might take your distress or frustration out on other people around you, especially your children, your partner, or your housemates. This can make life even more challenging for you and for others. We can let ourselves experience these emotions without reacting to them. We provided an extra resource to help you called Calming Your Emotions, as well as some helpful tips for coping with grief. Sometimes, simply focusing on our breathing can help us ease difficult feelings. Slow and mindful breathing brings us back into our bodies from our busy minds. It's like hitting our body's relaxation button. Taking slow, deep breaths is such a simple way to calm the physical sensations associated with strong emotions. It might take some practice, but after a while, it will work faster. The best thing is, you can do it anytime, anywhere, no matter what's going on. In the resource pack, you will find an audio link to the mindful breathing activity. Listen to this guided exercise to help you become aware of your breathing and learn how to use your breath to ease tension and feel more calm. There is also a link to a muscle relaxation exercise that will help you slow down, become aware of your body, and help it to relax one body part at a time. Both of these activities are proven to help lower stress, help you feel calmer, and help you think more clearly. The calmer you feel, the clearer you think, the easier it is to see the helpful things you can do in stressful situations. So to summarize our second tip for staying on track, remind yourself that there is no right or wrong way to feel about this difficult situation we're all in. Feeling a range of emotions, or not feeling the way others around you are feeling, is okay. The important thing is that you practice comforting yourself in a helpful way using breathing and relaxation exercises so you can remain focused on being kind to yourself, being kind to others, and doing what you can to solve the problems that come up. Tip for staying on track number 3. Stay connected. Stay connected means staying in touch with what matters to you. It might be your children, your family, your friends, or your pets. It might be your religion, culture, or spiritual practice. It might be nature, animals, and the environment, or simply everyday activities that you value and cherish. Staying connected also means looking after your connection to yourself. The activities that we love and value the most help connect us back to who we are. Finding ways to keep up with these activities can be a great source of support to help us get through tough times. Worry disconnects us from what's right in front of us in the present moment. When we worry, we retreat in our imagination, thinking about all the things that might happen and how they might affect us. When we do this, we risk ignoring or disregarding the things that matter most to us, which are happening now, and this can be harmful for our mental health and well-being. So stay connected to what you love, what brings you joy, and the little things that help you comfort those difficult emotions. You can plan and schedule meaningful activities into your day in a way that is possible and makes them a priority. Try and figure out how to connect to people and places that you can't physically reach right now. Maybe it's just through holding a picture of a place or a person in your mind. Perhaps it's having regular video calls with friends and family. Perhaps it's being creative in writing, drawing, singing, or simply moving your body in a way that feels good to you. When you're doing such activities, try to focus and stay present in them, not letting worry take over or get in the way. Don't let every conversation and every experience become about the COVID-19 situation. One way to do this is to try and really pay attention to what is happening in the moment by coming back into your body and noticing where you can see, hear, smell, and touch. You can listen closely to the notes in a song and hear the beat. You can smell and see and feel the food as you cook it. You can watch as your kids play, listening to their voices and noticing their faces. You can focus on the sense of touch and feelings of intimacy with your partner. Or you can connect with yourself through a relaxing activity or tending to your body. This can help you tune into the moment and connect you to where you are. Check out the What Matters Most resource to help you work out how you can stay connected to people, activities, places, beliefs, and other things that matter and will support you to get through this. You'll also find a helpful resource called Staying in the Moment for tips on how to remain mindful and at ease as you focus on what's truly important right now. Another way to stay connected is to keep looking after your body and your physical health by staying active, eating as well as you can, sticking to a routine to help you sleep, and keeping your mind engaged and entertained during the long days in self-isolation. Keep active either by getting out for a run or a walk if you can, playing games and setting yourself little physical challenges, or setting up a workout station in your house. Encourage others in your household to get active with you. Getting active burns off tension and anxiety. It helps us feel that we're achieving something and can really help to boost our mood and improve our sleep. We included some tips for staying active during physical distancing and self-isolation in the Keep Moving handout. Another important way to look after our physical well-being is to eat well. Even though it's tempting to reach for comfort food, eating healthier food will improve your energy, make it easier to think, and help your mood. During times of stress and uncertainty, it also helps to keep a routine. This includes looking after your sleep by getting to bed at a regular time and getting up at around the same time. Good sleep lowers stress and helps us have more energy and clearer thinking. Have a look at the Good Sleep Guide in your resource pack to help you keep your sleep on track. You will find a wide variety of activities to help keep you and those around you active, engaged and entertained in the resource called Activity Ideas Hub. You might have to get creative to find a way to connect to some of those things you love in life right now, but there's always a way. If you are someone on the front lines, putting the needs of others first and doing the best you can to help our country cope with this crisis, it is even more important that you carve out some time to look after yourself. Create a soothing routine at the end of your busy days, nourish your body, and give your mind a break by doing relaxing things you love when you can. Remember, we're all in this together. This means that by looking after ourselves, we can also look after one another. So find creative ways to continue engaging in healthy activities, even when they might look a little different to what you're used to. To summarize our third tip for staying on track, remind yourself of what truly matters to you, and think of creative ways you can stay connected and engaged with activities, people, and places that bring you peace, health, and joy. Try not to judge if things need to look a little differently to what you're used to. While you may not be able to do certain things you're used to right now, that doesn't mean that you can't remain connected with them. We've now come to the end of this guide, and we hope that you found our suggestions helpful. Remember, it's normal to feel stressed and worried at the moment. So take from this guide what makes sense and feels helpful to you and your family and share it with others who might benefit from listening to it too. To download the resource pack with all of the activities and exercises mentioned throughout this guide, as well as to access additional tools for coping and looking after yourself, please visit www.thiswayup.org.au/coronavirus. From all of us at This Way Up, we wish you well as we face and overcome this global challenge together. And remember, it's okay not to feel okay. Let's take it one day at a time. We're all in this together.